Hello, and welcome to part two of Chatterbox, where your readers are me, John Francis, and I'm joined today by Sarah Lusher. We have more news items, information desk, and two more features.
Hello, everyone. Some stories about the UEA and its problems with student accommodation, a Norwich family's request for help, and some treasure trove. Financial uncertainty at the UEA does not appear to have deterred new students from joining the troubled campus. Later this month, almost 7,000 new arrivals will begin their studies at the University of East Anglia. It had been feared that the university's current financial difficulties may lead to further drop-offs in student numbers. However, the figure, which could potentially rise as the clearing process continues, is an 11% increase on the numbers that arrived in September last year. It comes despite a tumultuous time for the university, with the bosses needing to make £45 million of savings over the next 3 years.
The death of a 64-year-old man from Norwich has prompted an appeal to find his next of kin. Stephen John Solly, who lived in the NR1 area of the city, died on Monday, September the 4th. Investigations have suggested that he was born in the Whitstaple area of Kent in 1959. There were no suspicious circumstances that led to his death. Despite carrying out extensive inquiries, no next of kin have been identified. Anyone with information relating to Mr. Solly should contact the coroner's office in Norwich on 01603 774 773, or email coroner@norfolk.gov.
More than 700 UEA students are facing last-minute accommodation changes after crumbling concrete was discovered in a landmark campus building. Following new government guidance on reinforced autoclave aerated concrete, RAC, the University of East Anglia began investigations into whether any of its buildings contain the material, which is prone to collapse as it ages. And bosses have now announced the concrete was used in the building for its renowned ziggurats, the instantly recognisable accommodation block looking onto the Broad. The Grade 2 listed buildings contained 750 rooms used to house students who were due to arrive for the new term very soon. But following the discovery of RAC, the ziggurats have now been closed, with officials scrambling to reorganise arrangements in time for the academic year. David Maguire, Vice-Chancellor of the UEA, said, "The safety of our students, staff and visitors is paramount. Following risk assessment and due diligence work, we have identified spaces with RAC. Therefore, in line with new government guidance, we are closing some spaces and relocating students. The affected spaces will remain closed until we can be certain that they are safe. The closure will also affect visitor accommodation in Broadview Lodge and the top floors of Nelson Court and Constable Terrace."
A nurse whose career spanned more than six decades has been honoured with an award from her university. Leslie Williams, who studied at the University of East Anglia, has been awarded an honorary fellowship in recognition of her career in the medical profession. It's the latest in a long association the 80-year-old from Barningham in Suffolk has with the UEA, having created a scholarship at the university in her name in 2021 to celebrate 60 years as a nurse. She said, "Training, inspiring and supporting the next generation of nurses and healthcare workers is especially crucial now with the rise in health challenges all over the world. UEA has been an integral part of fueling my passion towards nursing. I love coming here regularly and talking to the student nurses." David Ellis, Director of Development at the UEA, said, "We're thrilled and proud to recognise Leslie, who's had such a profound impact in her field of work, with this award. Philanthropy remains one of the main drivers behind these scholarships, and donors like Leslie are critical."
The Sounds of Africa and a violin performance got the Autumn Festival of Norfolk off to a melodic start at the launch event in Norwich's Cathedral's hostry. The 2023 festival will run from the 17th of September through to the 25th of November at art venues across the city and county. There is a jam-packed programme of dance, sensory arts, multicultural events, gastronomic experiences, high-profile guest speakers, drama, music and visual art. The guest of honour at the launch event was Lord Lieutenant of Norfolk, Lady Dannett. She told the assembled guests that it had been her pleasure to see two of the festival's signature projects, both of which appear on this year's programme, at previous events. This was Rebecca Chapman's Total Ensemble when it toured churches in Norfolk, and Anna Mudecker's African Choir of Norfolk, which was commissioned for the Royal Salute at the Royal Norfolk Show last year. She also paid tribute to the late Peter Wilson, MBE, a festival patron, and Lady Dannett's Vice Lord Lieutenant of Norfolk, who died earlier this week, as someone who was a true supporter of the festival and the arts in Norfolk. Mr. Wilson was the chief executive of Norwich Theatre Royal from 1992 until 2016.
Two Roman coins linked to a hoard discovered in the 1970s were among the latest detectorist finds confirmed to be treasure in Norfolk. The county has long since boasted the title of England's most treasure-rich region, with more finds made in Norfolk than anywhere else in the country. And this month, more precious finds were confirmed by Coroner Yvonne Blake to be treasure. Among these discoveries were two silver denarii coins dating back to between 1822 and 228, which were found on March 17, 2022, near Scole. The coins were found by detectorist Malcolm Yarram, just metres away from the site of a hoard discovered during architectural excavations for a development in Beach Close in 1973. Another discovery made by detectorist Matthew Patiki was a post-medieval gold mourning ring, which was made following the death of a 61-year-old on May the 5th, 1693. The ring was found in August 2021, but the location was not disclosed. Mrs. Blake also confirmed that a tiny silver brooch dating back to between the 13th and 14th centuries was also treasure. It was unearthed by Raphael Kapka in an undisclosed location in Norfolk and contains extremely intricate engravings of animals. Indeed, an officer for the British Museum said the animals were engraved almost too small to see.
Sam Elmhurst will now read our second feature about John Paterson and his dog's 18th century European adventures. This article was written by Alan Mackley.